This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is your chance to stop, relax, refocus, and re-narrate. Begin by lying flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And take in a deep breath. In through your nose, into your belly. And breathe out a longer out-breath than your in-breath. Letting your out-breath be longer than your in-breath, as you develop a quiet, calm rhythm of breathing. Deep breath in through your nose into your belly. And breathe out through your mouth an audible sigh. Try to let all the air in your lungs come out. You're not pushing, you're just letting all the air come out of your lungs. Get all the carbon dioxide stuck in there out. Deep breath in through your nose. And breathing out this calm breath of relief. Just breathe normally, deeply. Deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Just focusing your mind on feeling the presence of your body. Continue to breathe. And let's imagine you're in space. And you're in a spacesuit and you're facing out toward the Milky Way. And all you see are these hundreds of billions of stars in the Milky Way. These bright clouds of stars and then these dark areas. I'm not sure what that is, but you're looking back at the disk of the galaxy. And there's no gravity where you are. Your body is floating every direction. And you're looking at the universe that God has made with hundreds of billions of stars, as big as our sun. And it's just one of a trillion galaxies in the universe. And each out-breath, you're feeling every muscle in your body relax. You don't have to hold yourself up. There is no up. Every cell in your body is floating in every direction. There's no up or down. You don't have to hold yourself. Your whole body is floating. No gravity. And you're feeling a sense of relaxation fill your entire body. You don't need to use your muscles. You're just floating there in space. Completely floating, no gravity, and the sight you see is something you've never seen in your whole life, this beauty, this glory, this radiance. And you're getting a glimpse of the God that created the entire universe, His glory, His radiance, His beauty. You're getting a glimpse of the wisdom, the intelligence, the power, the glory of the God that created this universe. And now you remember that the Bible tells you that the spirit of that God lives inside your body. Your body is filled with the Holy Spirit that created the entire universe. and He's giving life to every cell in your body. And using your biblically guided imagination, you can feel His life inside you. If you pay attention, you can feel the life of the Holy Spirit inside every cell in your body. And you realize when the Bible says that you are one with Jesus, that Jesus is in you, that you are connected, inseparably linked to the God that created what you're looking at. He is in you, and in a way you can't understand, but you're just going to go with it. He says also you are in Him. And you can feel that oneness in your body if you pay attention. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, feel that oneness of God with you, in you, giving life to every cell in your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, the Bible says. And you're imagining, you're envisioning that reality with the eyes of your heart. Take in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, feel that relaxation fill your entire body of knowing God is in you. The giver of life is giving life to you right now, in this moment. And you can feel the life in your body that He is giving you if you pay attention. And you're letting go of holding yourself up. You're letting go of tension and anxiety throughout your entire body. You're letting go of tight muscles, clenched muscles everywhere are letting go. And you can feel the letting go. Your body holds tension and anxiety because you instinctively know all is not right with the world. Not right now. The Bible tells you that you are in a battle, unseen, with unseen forces of evil and darkness in the heavenly realm, the spiritual realm. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." And then it gives us a metaphor of a soldier during the Roman times, all the battle gear, the defensive gear. And in verse 15 it says, "Stand with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Or as the ESV puts it, "Stand with shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." You're standing on the good news of peace. It's one way you stand against the devil's schemes in your life, is to stand on the promise of the gospel of peace. So we looked at what the New Testament says in Romans 5, verse 1. "Since we have been justified, made righteous, declared righteous, through faith, we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ." Peace with God because of Jesus' death, taking all your sin upon His body and taking it into death itself with Him, and His rising from the dead that gives you an entire reboot, a body without sin that's going to be given to you in your own resurrection when Jesus returns. A body without brokenness, a body without disease, a body without death. This is true of you now, even though it's not linearly true of you now. It's how God sees you now. He goes on and says, "Through whom, through Jesus, we have gained access into this grace in which we now stand. You're standing on the promise of grace, standing on the promise of peace, because of what Jesus has done, because of all that God is for you in Jesus Christ. You have peace with God. He goes on, he says, and we boast, we rejoice in the hope, the confident expectation of the glory of God. So take in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, remember that you're standing right now on the promise of peace with God because of Jesus Christ. You're standing on the grace, your access to God through grace. And you're standing on this confident expectation of the glory of God that's going to be yours completely in your own resurrection when Jesus returns. You're standing on this good news. In spite of all that's happening now, all the threats in your life now, all the worries, anxieties, troubles, you're remembering this good news, and you're standing on it. So Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You have peace with God. You stand on grace. And you have this confident expectation of the glory of God. So Jesus says to you, peace, shalom. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. In other words, the gospel of peace, the promise, the good news of peace and glory is that it's all going to be okay. In the end, when Jesus returns and brings glory back to earth and glory back to you, it's all going to be okay. You can have peace because of Jesus. It's all going to be okay. So take a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And as you breathe out, envision peace that Jesus gives you, his peace. Filling every cell in your body. Peace I leave with you, he says. My peace I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Feel his peace filling your entire body. You're standing on the promise, the good news of peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.